Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast. I am Catherine Bruner, your host today, because today is the 100th episode. So Tyler, Yaw, and Chris Kellum are actually the guests today, so we're going to have a little bit of a fun experience.
What's up?
It's weird being on the other side. No, people talk about now and they say they're nervous.
So I'm not going to be the responsible one and introduce the whiskey, so I'll let one of you guys do that.
Ooh, so Tyler decided to acquire a bottle.
Acquire?
Legally.
Okay, I was going to say, how did we acquire this?
I
actually bought it. I went to the distillery in Benson and bought it.
Oh, see? So tell us about it.
Yeah, so I went to Broad Slab Distillery, and it's near Benson, North Carolina. It's a pretty neat distillery. It's been family for a while, or the land has. And they started a distillery on there, started with all of the typical white liquors. And, of course, as most people know, it needs to be aged for a while to be a whiskey or to get that same barrel flavor in it. But what they did with this whiskey, it's actually called flue-cured. So what they did is they...
Wait, say that again?
Flue-cured.
Good job.
Yep.
Flue-cured.
And what they did is they took a tobacco barn where you smoke all the tobacco in it, and they raised it up about the height of barrels that you would roll underneath, rolled the barrels underneath, and started smoking the tobacco.
That's cool.
So it got the age and its flavor from the smoke of the tobacco.
Mm.
Yeah, so pretty neat.
See, I'm a wine person, so my brain immediately goes to like Barolo wine because it has that smokiness to it.
Very interesting. We did find out earlier today that there's a difference between bourbon and bourbon whiskey.
Yeah.
What? So,
yes.
Okay.
So like on the label, if it says bourbon, it just has to be aged, like still the traditional like balances, percentages of whatnot, but it only has to be aged from the touch into a new barrel up to like 2 years.
I feel like every time I hang out with you, Chris, I learn like new facts. Before we all started talking, he was talking about platypuses and... I'm going to walk away and like go home and be like, hey, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this?
Yes. So bourbon whiskey has to be at least 2 years.
Got it.
But if you just say bourbon, it could be technically less than 2 years, but still aged in a new American from here in America and aged in a new oak barrel.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. We want to try it?
Yeah, let's see.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheerio.
Also, none of us made eye contact.
There's a reason.
It's very different than a typical whiskey. And I told you.
Considering it's from Benson, it's actually a lot better than I was expecting.
Right.
I taste cinnamon.
Oh, I get that a little bit. Now you just made it Fireball. It did not taste like that until you said that.
I think the spiciness on the back of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
But you definitely get the
smooth on like the first sip. Like I wasn't expecting it. And you can hold it a little better on your palate than I thought.
Right.
It doesn't burn until after.
Yeah. That was what I thought was really amazing about it, because it's a really young whiskey, and typically that burns really bad, and it's not, like, enjoyable to drink. But this actually goes on smooth, and then you kind of get that cinnamon, like, fire on the back.
Sorry. I was just like, it's very intriguing flavor-wise. It smells like it's going to be burning, but it didn't.
I was flinching a little bit based off your face, but once I tried it, I was like, oh, it's actually good. Like, I might take a little more. I'm a sweet baby.
I see. We got plenty of it.
Okay. All right. Well, as your host, I'm going to start the podcast off. So my first question for you guys, now that we're on the 100th episode, and Chris, I'm going to throw it to you first, is share one of your favorite or funniest moments that you've experienced in the last 100 episodes.
That's a great one.
Or see. Both. Like,
yeah, that's it. So I will say funniest would probably be, I mean, it's technically off podcast, but trying to see us set up our first like on location podcast was quite hilarious because we had no idea what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had way too much gear. I was like, this is super heavy, and half of it didn't work when we got there.
You guys have gotten so fast at doing it now.
Oh, I guess comparatively speaking, we're always trying something new for everyone, and we're like, we promise we know what we're doing. We're just trying something new.
Yes.
like always.
It. I like it.
If we did a classic. And favorito episode would be, I'm going to be weird. I would say, besides talking to you, obviously, HP Fangs.
Okay. This episode. So my very first one, he was right before me.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's how him and I met. That was really cool.
He's a funny dude. I just remember that one because I'm like, no one talks about Storm in like comic books. And I'm like, it was priceless.
Also, it's funny that you call him that because I think he has a beautiful name.
Grayson?
Yeah.
So Tyler?
Yeah. Favorite, so, funniest.
When you said first on location, which one were you talking about?
Where do we go? I'm not talking about when we did Hotel Ballast. I'm talking about when we tried to pull everything and like set it up.
Was that Underfront?
Yes.
Okay, so the one I was thinking of, which it's just funny that going back to the game you want to play with us later, it's very similar. So the funniest moments are definitely even before we get on the podcast. Like, I just feel like sometimes we should just like hit record as soon as like all of us get together and then just let it go.
Well, that's why I was like, when we started, I was like, are we actually starting? We're just going
to
talk.
So the one I was thinking about is when we went to South Carolina. And so we did it was kind of like an on location, but we met Spike Cohen. So he was the vice president candidate for the Libertarian Party for like vice president of the United States.
Right.
So we go down there and I like hastily packed everything up because I didn't have much time. I came in, threw stuff in. And I was like, Chris, I'll just meet you down there. And we get down there and we were like missing a bunch of equipment.
Oh.
And so this nice board and everything that we have, we brought the whole entire thing. And I didn't bring the cable to plug it in to the wall.
No.
Yeah. So this sounds horrible all in theory. And you're like, this isn't funny at all. And it wasn't at the time. But looking back on it and then getting everything done and the quick run to Best Buy and all of the purchases we made there and then getting it all set up, looking back on it is much funnier. And the way that we just kind of dealt with the situation is probably the funniest part. But being part of the operations program at UNCW, we've learned a lot about redundancies. So I did have a backup plan if this didn't work. Mm. So we were prepared, which also made it funny too, is that we were going to have to go back for one of our like largest profile individuals. We were going to end up using our small little pocket. Portable. Yeah.
I don't think people think about like all the logistics that go into the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. But okay. Favorite.
So Spike's probably up there. Just because that was really interesting for me. But probably just thinking more recently, having Mike on, I really enjoyed hearing Mike's story, Mike Rakowski.
Oh, yeah.
And so I loved hearing his story. I had just met him like a few times at a few of your events, actually.
Yeah.
And just knew him through like you and TJ and stuff. But like actually being able to sit down and hearing his whole story and what he has gone through and persevered through and the outlook that he has on life and what he's been able to accomplish, I thought was really cool. So that was probably one of my favorites.
What's interesting about Mike is we've had very similar friends for a very long time. But the way that a lot of our friends know him and know me versus how him and I know each other are so different.
Oh, yeah.
Like him and I started going to Macy's 5 a.m. hot yoga classes together, which you would never expect him to be in there, and he kills it. Like, and he can do like all the crazy stuff. But a lot of times in the morning, like because we both listen to people like Andrew Huberman and we try to see like the sunrise and stuff, we would see that we were both walking on the beach. So we'd walk and we'd start talking together. And some of like his stories and his mindset and how he's gotten to where he is in life, like it's really in the last year between like meeting him and some of the choices I've made and like the conversations that even people like you guys are having, like it really changes your mindset when you start to surround yourself with people like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. To your point about that too, I was at Rounds the other day and I sat down and I was talking to the bartender as I always do. And it was a different one. But I was talking to the couple bartenders back there. We're talking about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And this lady was sitting next to me and she's like looking at me like this, like inquisitively.
Can I help you?
Yeah. So this is probably another funny thing that goes along with the podcast. And she goes, what podcast are you talking about? I was like, Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast. And she goes, no way. I was like, oh, great. And, yeah. And she goes, Mike actually just sent me his episode of the podcast to listen to today. And I was like, oh, awesome. And she was like, what do you do with the podcast? I'm like, I'm Tyler, y'all, the co-host of the podcast. And she was like, oh, I recognize your voice now.
Well, because you did the Tyler, y'all voice.
Right, yeah. It's like I had to make it deeper as I do on the podcast.
Like, I'm definitely not. I don't think my voice is
No,
that
your voice
deep.
Hasn't changed at all. No. It's the same. But I mean, I think as a woman, though, I go up in an octave. Like, that's men, they get deeper and serious, and girls try and get cute and higher voice. So we do it too. Okay. So, my next question, you guys might have actually already answered, but it was going to be most awkward or embarrassing moment that you remember. Your funniest references you made might also be the most awkward ones.
Yeah.
I would say one of the most awkward was ending up like drunk on like episode 4. And being like, I don't actually remember what I asked you this episode.
Wait, do you squint like that? Like, wait, question.
Yes. Before we had the camera, yeah. There's a few when I'm just sitting there.
Oh,
was
I not like, supposed to do that with the camera?
That would probably be it. Where we get to the end of the day when we were recording like hour and a half episodes. And I drank the whole time. And I'm just like,
Oh, is that why you guys aren't drinking now? Because, like, I know you only gave me, like, a fingernail, but I'm like, they're not sipping, and I'm drinking over here.
Oh, no.
We've learned a lot over the episodes. I edit the podcast. Mm. So those days where we did partake way too much. Yeah. I was like, did I really ask that question? Did I really make these noises? Like, what the actual? And, yeah, so it was awkward and uncomfortable for me to go back and edit it, but luckily I could edit it.
Nice. Okay, so I'll skip to the next one. And best lesson that you've taken from all the people you've interviewed?
Lead the way.
I think a lot of people had a very similar story. And in the way that there was some type of adversity that they had to overcome to get to the point where they are now.
Yeah.
So that's probably the one big underlying story of the podcast that I can point out.
I love that.
If you listen to every single one, someone had some type of adversity that they had to overcome to gain the wisdom to get to where they are now. So I thought that was really interesting. And just from listening back to them multiple times and everything, I was like, what's kind of like the underlying theme here? And it was adversity.
So has that helped you personally in your mindset when you're experiencing a hardship since starting this podcast and reflecting on that and realizing like you need to in order to succeed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even just recently, too, I was sick for almost 2 weeks straight, and then my kids got sick, then my wife got sick. So like for almost 3 months, like it was just doctor's bills and like hospitals and not being able to work and all of this stuff. And just knowing like there's something that's going to come out from the other side of this. Like there's going to be a story that I'll be able to tell. There's going to be some type of new level that I will be able to accomplish because of this. So like that's what's kind of been keeping me going is listening to those stories.
What a beautiful approach. And it's crazy how much your thought patterns can shift like your perspective of what you're experiencing. So even though you're going through something difficult because you were choosing to shift your thoughts.
Oh yeah.
You were actually able to experience it in a much more positive way. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. What's your best lesson, Chris?
That's great. I'm just kidding. So I would say take a chance and ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So like I'm always just like a sit back and just wait till things happen. But sitting here asking and talking to all these people who've decided to take chances and have grown themselves in their businesses, I think that's been the best lesson.
What you guys are doing is, they say in any form of success, it's all about who you know. And that sounds kind of pretentious, but in reality, it's really, really true. Life is about relationships. And you guys are building relationships with so many people in Wilmington and then connecting those people to further their relationships, like the spider web of kindness, success, and like camaraderie that you're creating. I don't think you guys realize it. It's been 100. You guys are probably going to get to 1,000. And like how much you're making an impact on Wilmington just through a podcast. Like, I love that for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. That's actually something we've talked about too. It's like we've met so many people and so many other different guests we've had on. We've tried to connect with others that we might actually build out a directory at some point.
Yes, you
of
should.
Like where you can reach our people. Because like how easy of a warm introduction would that be, right? Like you need a real estate agent. It's like, oh, this is who we've talked to. Like, well, hey, I listen to you.
Also, from a money standpoint, to make it lucrative, you could have us like pay in to do that because most of us probably right. would. But I also liked the event that
Chris is like, yeah, yeah.
form of advertising, do it. Yeah. But I also liked the event that you guys had, like doing that like biannually or annually or something. It's so cool to be able to connect with other people. I'm like, oh, I heard your voice, or yes. oh, I heard your episode. It's a fun way.
That yeah. is the goal, is to be biannually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a few venues reach out to us too that want us to have the event at their venue. Yes.
Yeah.
So Azalea Station being one of them. So.
Yeah. And it would be really cool for you guys to start it off or like during, like with a podcast, so we could all like sit in the audience mm-hmm. and like see you guys like do it live. So that way the people that are listening later, the people that were there and when they listen back, like they can feel more connected.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That is a goal, is to do a smooth running live episode.
Right.
I think the lack of smoothness, though, makes like it more enjoyable to listen to, because the perfection is like, meh. But when everybody's like, oh, wow, he screwed that up. That's funny.
Right.
Well, when we did the live one at Leland Brewing Company, mm-hmm. like it sounded great for us. But on like the Facebook Live, no one could hear anything. So we're like, oh, yeah, we got to figure out how to connect those together.
So in all seriousness, when we first started, you were saying you know how it feels to be nervous to be on the other side. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Chris like fidget over there with this. Do you guys feel different because I'm asking you questions?
Oh, he no, does no. that even this as is, a host.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I was like, am I making you nervous? You always fidget?
Okay. No, yeah. I do this. I love it. It's better than me like toe tapping because this table would just rattle because mm-hmm. my thighs are big enough to like actually just...
I pulled mine too because it starts to like pull on your head. So like I pulled it yes. on my lap.
And that's how I know. I'm like, oh, I'm comfortable. I'm just sitting here like playing with my thing.
I love it.
Yeah. I sure hope you're not.
Yes.
I'm not going
to. I'm playing with the
So anyway,
wires.
The next question
I was feeling
is...
comfortable. Not anymore. I know right. we're close, Chris.
Oh, gosh. Is that why you guys want to be on the same side of the table?
Not anymore.
And your face is super red. Oh, so best book. It. Best book takeaway you've gotten from recommendations of what people have listened to on the show. I know you don't read a lot, Chris, but I feel like since you've been on this, you've probably been referred so many books that at some point you probably started to.
Oh, no. I read a lot. I
just not
don't,
the nonfiction.
Yes. I don't read like the self-help books.
Gotcha.
Which is probably what I should read more of.
Yeah.
But I just like distracting myself with like nonfiction or with fiction silliness all the time. Let's see.
And we can come back to that one if you can't think of it right away.
Is it Million Dollar Dad? What's the name of his
book? I think you're Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, you're putting two books together.
Yeah.
I am. Because I started listening to that on audiobook, and I was like, it has a good... I'm not an audiobook person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, Millionaire Next Door, Rich Dad... Oh,
yeah. Right, yeah. I was like, which one was he talking about? Yeah, I was like, okay, I think...
But a lot of people have suggested that one, and it's a good... It's like, huh. From what I've seen and the amount of people who've suggested it, I'm like, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's very actionable too. Like it gives you some ideas to like actually put in practice. I'm not sure. I can't remember of one that I like picked up right away to start reading.
Yeah.
But one that I revisited that I'd read years ago and I was like, you know what? Everyone's talking about this again. I should reread it is Atomic Habits.
Mm. I still haven't read that.
It's pretty good.
Okay. And you've read it twice?
Mm-hmm. Now I have.
I like it.
Atomic Habits is good. I learned a lot from it the first time, and I put a lot of those things in practice. And then the second time reading it, I was like, oh, these are some things that I've missed that can kind of help get through some of the problems that I was having with the habits I was trying to create.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
I do that with a lot of things. Like, there's certain books where I notice if I'm lacking in a certain aspect of my life, I'm like, okay, I need to circle back to this. And like, especially for me, for motivation, because I feel like a lot of people don't realize that motivation is inconsistent, but discipline is always consistent. Right. That I always go back to Tim Grover because his first book, Relentless, he'll just yell at you in a way where like you get so motivated that you have no excuses left after you read a chapter of his book.
Yep, exactly.
You're like, I need to do this.
Okay, so more fun question. Mm-hmm. Best whiskey.
So the question is best whiskey on the podcast or the best whiskey we've had over the past 2 years.
It's your podcast. You can answer however you like.
So, because I'm bougie because of my wife, I will say...
Wait, did you Google this already? Or are you just on your phone?
Oh, yeah, no. I was looking up the whiskey I had.
How'd you know that was going to be the question?
I have the...
Oh, you did look. Okay.
Yeah,
he finally opened it while we're sitting here. Yeah.
I say prepped sometimes.
Well, I mean, you get prepped, but yeah.
Yes. So two choices. I really... Well, okay, three. I like the Elijah Craig, like, small batch.
Okay.
That's what I have back here. I did a, like, apple cinnamon immersion version just because I like theirs. But whiskey and drink favorite is going to be Double Oaked from Woodford Reserve.
Okay.
That's my favorite on the podcast.
HP that Fangs.
I can get on a regular basis.
So that was his favorite for multiple reasons. I love it.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's others we've had that I'm like, ooh, I really, like, I still love Bear Proof, but I'm not going to Montana ever.
That's a damn good one.
Yeah. Your face, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But the Macallan Rare Cask that we had, well, that I had at the Starling, whew, that was well worth it.
I like it. All right, Tyler, what about you?
I still always go back to, oh, it's behind me over here. Yeah.
I'll reach back and grab it.
Don't fall.
High West Burr Rye is probably definitely my favorite.
Okay. Just I love I really how you're like Vanna Whiting the bottle for us know, right now.
But also, it's one of Chris's favorites as well. Yeah, see, exactly.
if we're doing that, I mean, you got the other one back there. I'm going to steal a little on the left.
No, she wants the Kentucky Owl.
Yeah. You know.
You already know. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we...
So that's your favorite, like all-time favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So have Chris Leco.
No.
Chris Leco actually brought that bottle on for us.
Oh, it smells good.
Which was an introduction from you as well.
Yes. Yeah, so we had...
He was there at the Christmas party last night.
Yeah.
Where's my invite?
That's what I...
Well, we didn't know them at the time.
You haven't met Tyler yet. I mean, Taylor yet. See, and I've only had like a sip.
Over here. Killing me.
Mm. Oh my gosh, that's like caramely.
Yes.
Okay, so my favorite used to be this Kentucky Owl Confiscated, but then I tried Batch 10.
I know, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is that still a Kentucky Owl?
No, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but it's the Batch 10 of the Kentucky Owl has a very similar like platform to that, to where it has like the caramely like...
What so color good. Is it?
Oh, it's very similar.
No, no.
The label.
Oh, the label. I didn't see the bottle. It was just poured for me. I don't remember.
Well, so I'm a visual person.
The new one that came out is blue, and I heard it tastes very similar to that one.
Maybe, but it was really good. So I've tried Batch 9, Batch 10, and that one, and Batch 10 was, I think for me, it was the caramel like flavor to it. But now that I've tried that, that's actually really good, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, since we're drinking, I think I'm going to skip forward to the game so that way you guys are a little more buzzed as I ask the other questions.
Works for me. Let's roll.
Okay, so we're going to do a word association. I'm going to say a word, and then each of you are going to write down the first thing that comes to mind, and then we're going to guess. Like, you're going to guess what Tyler said, and you're going to guess what Chris said, and if you're wrong, you got a drink.
Yeah, Tyler's over here slacking.
Unprepared. You're lecturing Chris about being prepared. Oh, you're going to go. You could use your phone.
He doesn't have that. Oh, he could type it. He doesn't have to write it.
Notes in your phone.
He doesn't understand that concept.
Oh, or is that your phone?
No, that's the backup.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, but you guys like ready?
Pen and paper.
The first word is just because it's something weird and I felt like Chris would like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Okay, so the first word, peanut butter.
I don't know where he's going with this.
Go ahead.
Like I said,
am I just putting in any random word?
The first word that comes to mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, make sure he can't see it so he doesn't get you drunk and stays over there sober. All right. Second word is blue shark. I'm actually going to laugh if you guys verbatim get each other's five answers. It's going to show how well you know each other.
No.
Okay. Third is Andy Forcellus, because we always talk about. Did you say who?
I said ooh.
Oh, I think you said ooh. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. Like... All right. Number four is comic. I'm trying to play to both sides here. And number five is whiskey and wisdom.
I like that last one.
Mm.
Wonder where you got that from.
Right. All right, let me know when you're done.
I'm ready. I'm going to tell you that I will not get any of Tyler's, but he should be able to get at least two of mine.
Aww. Okay, so we'll go Chris first. Guess what Tyler wrote down for peanut butter.
Whiskey.
Man, I was going to do it and I didn't.
Okay, what'd you put?
Jelly.
I did too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, wait.
I know. I knew he would have guessed jelly.
Cause... Okay, we'll both just drink then.
I got the good one.
Okay, next one. Tyler, what did Chris put for Blue Shark?
I think he put vodka.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that mean I get a drink?
No, it means you get to guess what he put.
Yeah. I'm like, I would say vodka or kicker.
That's what I thought one of you would do.
So Connor Barth was a
Connor,
kicker.
Yeah,
so I put Connor's name.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I thought one of you would put Connor Barth. That's funny.
All right.
So now you get a drink. Ew. This is going to be fun. Okay, so Chris, this is easy. What did Tyler put for Andy Porcellas? I can guess this.
I'm probably going to get this wrong.
I'm going to throw my drink
at
you.
I was going to say, this is the easiest one.
Wait, is this... Well, because I get everyone's name. I have horrible name association. That's what my issue is. Mm-hmm. Did you put 10X?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
75 hard.
Yep. Oh.
Drink. He's going to be on the floor for your next episode.
Right.
Well, it's Matt and Abby, so I'm okay with it.
Right, yeah.
So what did he put then, 10X?
Clearly 10X.
No.
No?
I put books.
Oh.
Just kidding. I put 10X. No.
Okay, so Tyler, what did Chris put down for comic?
Storm.
There you go.
Yes. You guys know each other pretty well. This is cute.
Well, I also gave the answer earlier.
I was going to say, yeah. Luckily, we played this out pretty well. I still would have guessed, though.
Yeah, true. She's actually not even my favorite X-Men.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that Storm was an X-Men.
Yes. She's a whole nother character.
Also, I've never drank when I've been in here before. And so I'm taking my sweat off. It's like, oh, it's hot here.
It does get warm.
Did you put HP or Grayson?
Yeah, buddy.
Look at you.
You get a drink now.
All right, last one. And I'm very curious because I feel like it's going to tell a lot. Chris, what did Tyler put for Whiskey and Wisdom? Your eyes, Tyler.
He's not going to guess it.
No, I won't. He put connections.
That's a good one, but I did not put that.
What'd you put?
100 episode.
Oh, damn. Okay, and vice versa.
Stories.
No, I did podcasts.
Wow, the simplicity. That would have been easy to guess.
Right.
All right, drink.
I try and make life easier. Oh, this is so good.
Which one are you drinking?
All of them. All of them.
Which one?
Oh, that's just so smooth.
Okay, we'll go back to the grown-up questions now.
Okay.
All right. Best takeaway from the podcast. I know we've kind of covered that in another sense, but I just kind of want to asking that word specifically, maybe something you use in your daily life or something that you remember from a particular podcast. Best takeaway.
Mine would be that Wilmington is smaller than you expect.
Oh my gosh. That's so accurate. But why do you feel that way?
I would say because in general, we always meet people and they're like, oh, hey, I heard of you through this person or I heard of you through this person. I'm like, really? Like I had never heard of that guy or that girl before they were on the podcast. And for everyone to be like, oh, I know you because of this. It's very.
Yeah.
Wilmington is literally one person removed. That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy with the podcast too. There's been a lot of people in that. Like this morning when I went to go get coffee, I was introduced to someone else and the guy goes, how do I know you? And I was like, honestly, these days, it's probably the podcast.
Things. Yeah.
And he was like, which podcast? I was like, Whiskey and Wisdom. He was like, yeah, that's how I know you. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
See, Tyler's the face. I'm just the background. I show up and ask the stupid questions.
No.
Silly questions.
It's what keeps the...
I feel like you guys are such a great balance, though. And that's probably why you have the audience that you do that's constantly growing. Because it gives, your personalities, blend well, but they're so different that it just, everybody can enjoy listening.
I was so upset when I had to go to River Landing by myself. And I was... That was, during that time I was really sick, too.
Oh.
So I showed up and I had broke my fever 2 days beforehand. So I was exhausted. I sounded like a duck and just
not a platypus.
Not a platypus.
Sorry, you guys missed the conversation.
And I was like, this episode is going to be even more boring than me just doing it by myself just because I don't even have the energy that I typically have and I don't have my comic relief.
Wait, was it good though? A good episode?
Yeah,
okay. I don't know.
Okay, well, he probably just is extra judgmental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
but you didn't have me asking this. The random Oh, what's your favorite golf club that you've used?
Right. You know what's funny is that I tried to ask that and he went a different way with it. It is what it is.
You're trying to be fun.
Yeah, I tried. Right. I tried my best to pull it out of my system.
Biggest takeaway. Biggest takeaway.
Oh, get started now.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's kind of the theme for the actual podcast as itself. Yeah. Is we kicked the idea around forever and we finally, like, you know, we're just going to do it. And also on top of that, just that's what a ton of people said when they came onto the podcast too. It's like, I wish I would have started sooner. Just do it now. This new thing that I'm going to do, I need to start doing it now. There's no perfect time. Just do it now.
Yeah. There's actually a Buddhist saying about a step of, or a walk of 1,000 steps starts with one. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just remembering you have to take that actual first step.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if this was something else I was watching or not, but they were saying like, you can read books all about swimming all you want,
yeah,
but it's not going to make you a better swimmer.
No. I saw that.
You actually have to get into the pool.
Yep.
Action is required.
Yes.
Like, just because I read books on how to cook doesn't mean I'm a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the highest form of alignment is when your thoughts match your words and your words match your actions. And right. A lot of people never get past that second stage or never even make their thoughts align with their words. And so if you can get to that actionable stage of where what you're feeling on the inside reflects what you're doing, mm-hmm. I mean, it's your highest self. That's the best way to operate.
Understandable.
Yeah. So what would you guys do differently, if anything, moving forward for the next 100 episodes?
It seemed like you were excited about that one.
No, oh, he pointed to like, you go.
Oh, I was like, what's going on over
and
here?
And to Tyler.
What am I doing new or?
No, if you keep it exactly the same or if there's anything that you would change, like what would you do differently now that you have all the knowledge of the first 100 episodes in the next 100?
Stop making so many changes for every single episode.
Just stick to a system.
Yeah, just stick to one system because like I have my system down pat, but yeah. I always change something.
Yes.
To like try to make it a little bit better for like the viewers or the listeners or whatever the case may be. So I'm always trying to up my game, but if I would just like stick with it, I feel like I'd be able to put more content out there to reach more people and to hopefully give people other looks as opposed to just what's coming across the camera.
So you're a perfectionist. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly yes. What that is.
Takes one to know one. I get it.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. What about for you?
I would say be more involved. Mm. I mean, Tyler does most of the stuff and I'm just sitting back here. I'm like, hey, Who's showing up today? He'll be like, oh, the so-and-so. I'm like, I guess I should look into them on social media because I know nothing.
I think I kind of like that dynamic, yes. Though, is like Chris will bring on someone that I don't know, and then I'll bring on people that Chris doesn't know.
Yeah.
And then that way, because there's been so many times I bring people on, and we're like starting at a conversation up here, and then Chris is like, wait, hold up, like bring it back down like 5 steps. And let's talk about how they got to that spot.
Yeah, because if you don't know the person, you have to look at it through the perspective of your listeners.
Right.
Yep. That's actually really smart.
Yeah, so that was, at first it wasn't planned, but then we realized it worked really well. So now it's a little bit more planned in that aspect.
Well, I think it actually helped for the first time that I was on the podcast because you and I were friends,
right.
But it was my first time meeting Chris and he kept like circling us back like, hey, you guys, like what are we talking about?
Right.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the king of circle backs.
Mm-hmm.
I would be amazing in a corporate setting. Like, yeah. Hey, let's circle back to this.
Oh, I love that. I was thinking more of how people are always just like squirrel and set on podcasts like Chris.
Right.
Let's bring it back, Chris.
Yes. Oh, no, I squirrel. Oh, so bad.
Oh, yeah.
So many squirrels.
So for this podcast, we've talked about relationships. We've talked about self-help books and things that you've started doing differently. We've talked about how you've changed your perspective in your home life through realizing people go through adversity. And so my biggest question is, since this was a dream idea to the first step to now the 100 episodes, what has changed for you mentally, physically, personally, financially, like however you want to present that and like the transformation that you've seen in yourself from episode 1 to 100.
I would say changed in general, like my mentality has shifted. I know I've grown a lot, like in my thought processes from meeting people who are just above my current situation. I totally agree that like in order to get to that floor, to that level, you need to find somebody and figure out how they got there.
Yeah.
And either match what they did or do the smart thing and figure out a shortcut. Not illegal, but
what? Okay. So I'm going to further on that question for you, Chris, is what have you started doing differently now that your mindset has shifted? How have you like actionably seen yourself change? Mm.
So I've actually become more laid back.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's possible.
Yeah. Well, no, in general, like I accept that a lot of people don't know everything from like learning, talking to everybody. So like, I understand that I'm on a certain level in my job that I got here from doing different actions and focusing on a niche, and not everybody's at that level. So like, it's made me like be more laid back and understand like, okay, I understand you're great at what you're currently doing, but you're not at this level. So I have to like chill and not get mad at people for not understanding.
Wait, so are you super serious in your business life?
No.
Okay. I was like, wait, because I feel like you would be this approachable in every environment.
No, no. So I still have that slight military mentality of why are you a dumbass?
Right.
to a lot of things in life. And like, it frustrated me and it like drove my mental like really low because I'm like, people are just so stupid or they're or they're just super rude. Yeah. And I'm like, you gotta take a step back and be like, hey, you know, they're just not to this level because they haven't learned what you've learned, or they just haven't like put in the work to get where you're at. So like taking, like for me to look and be like, okay, so if I want to get there, I would want that whoever I'm minding myself or like trying to be like, I would want them to look at me and have a little bit more like patience for me to learn to get to that level. So I should have it for the people.
I noticed just now that my mouth was open and I closed it because I was so like mesmerized by what you were saying, because I realized initially when you started explaining yourself, I thought, I was like, oh wow, great. He got a filter. Like that's so responsible. But as you elaborated, no, it's that you found compassion. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. A filter, I don't know.
But like most people, when you hear somebody explain something like that, you take it from a first layer perspective. And the first layer perspective of that was a filter. But no, as you started like elaborating and watching the expression on your face, no, it was truly that you found compassion. That's pretty beautiful.
I try sometimes.
All right. So what's changed for you? And you could take it in any direction you want.
I think I took it more like, it's almost like a consistent 75 hard.
Ooh.
And the fact that there's a lot that goes into it. So you have to be well scheduled and well planned. Mm. So if you're not well scheduled, well planned for 75 hard, you're going to fail in 75 hard. And if you're not well scheduled and well planned for this, you're not going to hit every single week. And that's one thing that I was super proud that we were able to do is we've 100 weeks in a row. There's been, 100 weeks in a row, there's been an episode.
Wow.
So yeah, we haven't missed one week yet since we started.
Dang.
Yeah.
Despite me being the person who's, oh, you should quit 75 hard. I'm like, we should take a break. Like we can take also, a week off.
Yeah. In all reality, Tyler, you really should take a break, but that's right. Pretty cool that you've done that.
Yeah. And there's been times where we'll like have to throw something together real quick, but we do our best to make it work. And I do it more so just for consistency because I know the number one reason why people fail at podcasting is because they don't have consistency.
Yeah.
And I'm very much one, like if I get off the rails a little bit, it's real easy for me to start kind of wobbling too much. So I know if I take 1 week off, I'd be like, oh, well, I took this week off a couple months ago. Maybe I can take another week off. Excuses, I don't really feel like editing this podcast right now, and I'll just push it out next week, or I'll do it on a Thursday. So it's more consistency.
Well, I love that you made that parallel to 75 hard with the consistency. Cause for me, for 75 hard, my biggest takeaway was actually that discipline was like a form of self-love. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if for you, if even when you're not doing that program, but now having the podcast and having that sense of accountability with yourself, has it made your relationship with yourself better? Because every week for the last 100 weeks, you've been accountable.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's because like, I already have to show up for my clients every day. Right. So like, that's already something I'm doing. I have to show up for my wife and kids every day. Yeah. I have the podcast. So like, in order for all of that to work, you need to have like a strict disciplined schedule. So now that everything else is in alignment, I'm like, okay, now I know I have this time to work out. I have this time to read. I have this time for the podcast, this time for family, this time for work. And it's really helped me kind of even streamline in a little bit more. So
some people might hear that like, organization and be like, oh my God, that sounds so boring. That is the best form of mental health ever. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of anxiety, depression, all that stuff comes from like a spiraling and like not having like a sense of self. And you, by having that organization, you're literally creating it for every aspect of your life.
Oh yeah. So talking about 10X, there's actually this. There's Grant Cardone started working with with a doctor, Gary Brecka.
Okay.
And so he has this thing called 10X Health.
Yeah.
And I took the, you can actually find out like what gene mutations you have and how does that affect your mind and body.
Right.
And so I took that, come to find out I have a COMT gene mutation, which basically says your brain is going to be running 100 miles a minute. There's always going to be chaos in it. So if there's chaos around you, your brain is going to like lose it. So the more order I can have in my life, the cleaner my brain is in order to actually show up. So if there is a lot of chaos in my life, my brain just goes off the rails and I can't show up.
Well, that was one of the things that I've never watched like Tony Robbins performance or anything like that. But I heard of Tony Robbins thing that I heard that when he does like his 4 days, that it's the equivalent when he's on stage of running 2 marathons. And that like he has to be so disciplined in like what he puts in his body and what he eats and how he operates in order to survive running like 2 marathons when really all he's doing is on stage. So like it's interesting to see like how your brain works versus, you know, Chris and I sitting here and how our brains work, that you're probably burning more calories and like doing so much more just by sitting there because of your thought patterns.
Yeah.
So I love that.
I should do.
Feels that. Like I run a marathon some days where I don't leave my office, but
Also, I wanted to talk about your kids earlier because you were saying a thing about your kids. Tyler thought that I kidnapped his kids a little while back. I was showing property to his wife's family and I didn't want Jennifer to have to like get the kids out of the car and wake the kids up and then like go bring them inside. So I opened the door for her and I went and sat in the car. And his son was sleeping, but his daughter was sitting in the back. She was like a little MacGyver. She took her sunglasses apart and she had all of her, like her bananas sitting like between her legs in her little car seat. And she was using the like lens or like the arm of the sunglasses to cut it to eat her. And so I take this little video on my phone and I send it to both Jennifer and Tyler. He was like, "Why do you have my kids? Do you not have kids?
No.
Do you want kids?
Do you?
I don't have kids."
All right, we're going to pause here real quick.
So future podcast goals, like biggest dream, magic wand, anything that this could be in the future, what does that look like for each of you?
Mine would say a dual studio where I can be like middle episode. You know what? We snap our finger and then we're just like posted up in like a different setup. And we're just like chilling and you're like, welcome to the new studio. But in reality, like my goal would be to have a true mobile setup so we could like do like more virtual or travel podcast. Because now we just kind of like put everything in a bag and pray it doesn't break.
Yeah.
So for your listeners that want to support you, how could we make that real?
Ooh, you know, you can either start your own podcast and use the Cargo District Studios or just Venmo Tyler.
We have a buy me a coffee in our link tree that's on Instagram.
So what would you need to actually acquire to be able to do the mobile stuff that you want?
Oh, really? I just need a suitcase with like the, like I really want a suitcase with the cutouts like you do with your guns.
Yeah.
Where you can do like the styrofoam cutouts. Mm-hmm. I want one of those.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So there's like actual travel cases that you can get for podcasting equipment that have up everything in it already. So you just go plug and play.
Well, they didn't tell me to do this, but for all the listeners, Christmas is coming. So listen up.
Right.
All right, Tyler, for you, podcast goals.
I'm always conflicted because this is always like the argument that I have with myself in my head is, do I want to expand and start reaching other guests to build out the audience?
Yeah.
Or do I stay hyper local like we have been? And just really have a really core, solid group of listeners in Southeast North Carolina, northern part of Myrtle Beach. And there's pros and cons to both of those.
Right.
And it's always kind of the back and forth of like, what should we do? Like, should we start getting these other like bigger names to start coming on? Because like we have the listenership now that we can start asking larger people to come on to the podcast to make it worth their while. Or do we stay hyper local and just build that really tight, close-knit community? So
I'm one of those people that's always all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually do both by keeping it very tight knit, but every once in a while have like a feature or special episode every quarter to where you reach out to those bigger names. So you're being able to touch both audiences.
That's kind of what we've been doing, like with the Spike, and we had a few like national gamers that have been on and stuff too. So like we've kind of played with that, but it's like.
So let's say that you had like an unlimited, like crazy amount of followers where you could ask anybody to come on. Who would you ask?
Oh, that's a good question.
You both get it. Chris, who do you have?
You can go first.
I would love to have on the podcast, like one of those, a prince in Dubai.
Oh,
like
cool.
The CEO who runs the largest Rolex boutique, or like somebody from like a high up watch brand, like the guy who controls.
So you love your job. Like,
oh, I just think it's cool. Like I was watching, like there's the guy who runs Audemars Piguet, AP. What I can't pronounce it properly.
I thought that was beautifully pronounced. I couldn't have done that.
I can't remember if it's Piguet or Piguet.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, I was getting them confused.
I think never mind. I was thinking beignet. I was like, wait, isn't that a food?
But they just did a collab with Travis Scott. And I was like, ooh, that looks so cool. I'd love to interview that guy.
Yeah.
Just because. Get in that circle.
All right, Tyler, did you come up with someone?
Yeah. I think it would probably be Ed Mylett.
Well, of course.
So, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. I've got to see him speak before, and I like listen to his podcast. So I think it'd be really neat to like to have his undivided, like divided attention to ask him questions that like we have for him.
Well, I'm going to keep calling out your listeners. So if anybody listening has any connections there, or if you decide to share this episode, tag him.
Yep. Please do.
Yeah. I love that. Well, that was my last question for you guys. I know, Chris, you said you had a couple questions.
Yes. So question. So you're going to run again?
No. We're not going there. I'm so anti-politics right now. It's so nice. Like, I feel so light. It's been really enjoyable.
Good. That's good. So actually, thank you for asking that question. That would have been my question for you.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people did ask me, and I felt like the campaign for me was like somebody took a remote control of my life and put like fast forward times 10 on my self-growth. Like I learned so much about who I am and who I want to be. I had to set such hard boundaries in order to stay in like a good space with myself, because you do get pressured so much that I'm so grateful for the experience, because I'm able to have like better professional and personal relationships because of who I decided to become in the campaign. Mm.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was actually a really good ending. As you guys know, success is what you dream of. And we dream of all of you guys liking, comment, sharing, and subscribing our podcast. Check us out on every social media outlet. Yeah, we're pretty much there. And we do have a YouTube channel. Hit us up. Check that out.
Subscribe, please.
Yes.
That helps a lot.
Also, subscribe to our TikTok. You know, if we get to like 1,000, we could actually do like a live.
Well, that's cool.
And that's my next goal for the podcast.
That's nice.
Yeah.
True. So, yeah, thank you. We'll see you in the next one.
Cheers.
Cheerio.